The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much to you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. Jesus says to his apostles, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, it's interesting what he says. He says these words at the Last Supper. Now, literally, he's going to be killed tomorrow. And yet he tells his apostles, you guys, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, you know what's interesting about those words? It's the way he phrases it. Don't let your hearts be troubled, Jesus says, which tells us there's a choice to be made. Whether your heart is troubled or not depends on you. There's a choice to be made. How can there be a choice to be made as to whether or not your hearts are troubled or not? Here's why. Because a relationship with God the Father is what's on offer. That's why. Abiding in him, keeping his commandments, it's a choice to be made. That relationship, that's what makes all the difference. And it's such a beautiful difference. Let me give you a little image this morning. Maybe you find this helpful, okay? Hope you find this helpful. One of my favorite places in the whole world to go to is Montana. I grew up out that way. Wish I could fly you all out to Montana right now. We'd have mass by the lakeside. It'd be spectacular. One of my favorite places in Montana to go, I like to hike up to this lake. High up in the mountains, it's ringed on every side by steep mountains, such that the winds never disturb the surface of the lake. You go up to that lake, and the water is as still as a mill pond. It's as clear as glass. It's mesmerizing. You know, it reflects the sun and the sky and the clouds and the mountains. I take a photograph of that lake. You can't tell which side is the sky and which side is the lake. It's so peaceful. Then you walk on just a little bit further, come to another lake. The mountain winds rip down across the valley, and the water is always choppy and agitated and doesn't quite have the same pace. And you sit there and you think to yourself, wait a minute, same day, same place, same weather, same winds. What's the difference? One of them is protected and the other one is not. Now, your soul is meant to be like the surface of that lake. Your soul is meant to be, in God's plan, a reflection of his peace and of his beauty. But whether that happens or not, it's very much up to you. The difference is your relationship with God the Father that protects you from every disturbance, from every upset. Doesn't mean you won't suffer, but you'll never lose your peace. What does that mean? Keeping God's commandments, praying, abiding in him, putting the Lord first and at the center of your life instead of out on the periphery and off to the side where we like to keep him. That's the choice that you and I have to make. And Jesus says, don't let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Peace I leave you. My peace is my gift to you. It's the first gift that he gives, the very first gift that he gives. And he can give it by offering us this relationship with the Father, which he's going to win for us by his suffering and his death on the cross. Not as the world gives peace, do I give it to you? Now, the world can give you something kind of like peace. peace, right? The secular world, they can give you a day off. World can give you a vacation. World can give you an absence of war. But it can never give you peace in your heart. Why not? Because you can't give what you don't have. That's why. The world doesn't have it, and the world can't give it. You cannot give what you do not have, although there's many people who try. The right relationship with our Father is something we need to think about. It's sort of like what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness over you, and everything else will be given to you besides. Just a tiny little thought for you for the day, that his peace and his joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete. Amen.